The Senate unanimously passed a bill yesterday to crack down on spam and allow the creation of a national Do Not Email registry. Spam is a common complaint for email users, and a new survey by the Pew Internet and American Life Project found spam is taking a toll on how people use their computers. Deborah Fallows is a senior research fellow at Pew. She wrote the report, Spam, How It's Hurting Email and Degrading Life on the Internet, and she joins us here in Studio 3A. Welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thanks, Neil. It's great to be here.
When you say spam is hurting email, what do you mean?
Well, we've got a couple of surprising statistics out of this from our internet users that we polled. The one thing is that more than half of the internet users we talked to said that they were losing their trust in email because of spam, and about a quarter of the users said that they were actually using their email less because of spam.
What are the biggest complaints?
There's a whole host of complaints. But I would say that the biggest and most serious complaint is this loss of trust, that they feel they can't rely on their email anymore. There are plenty of cases where you thought you sent something to someone, a mm-hmm. message, and find out later it never got through. Or on the other hand, you're waiting for something and find out later that it ended up in your junk folder when you happened to check in there. So there's a lot of concern that it's not as reliable as it used to be because of these spam filters that are kicking it out, or because there's just so much spam in there that a lot of people say that they can't get through all the clutter and find what they need to find.
Too many appeals for low mortgage rates and things
and like worse.
That. And much worse, yes. Now, how does it affect people's behavior?
Well, the behavior is interesting. I mean, everybody loves email, and everybody wants to keep doing their email. But these quarter of the people who tell us they're doing their email less are doing a few different things now. If there is something really important, they may pick up the phone instead and make that call just to make sure they made contact with the person. Parents are telling us that they no longer leave the computer on in the family room where the kids are playing because the kids might wander by, click a key, and emails open and oops.
They're on a porno site. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Or something pops up in the email unawares. They don't sit the kids on their laps anymore looking for an email from grandma because the next thing that may pop up is much less welcome than what would come from grandma. And same thing in the office. It's all about the when and where of doing your email. That if you're in the office in a cubicle, you just look around you and see if this is a good time to do your email, because who might be walking by and see things that nobody would like to see.
Are people's behavior different at home and at the office?
There is a very big difference in the kind of spam that's in the amount of spam that's getting in work emails as opposed to personal account emails. There's a lot more spam in personal accounts, and there are a couple obvious reasons for that. If you're working in a big company, you're probably going to have, if not an army, at least a couple of IT specialists who are acting as a line of defense against the spam, and they'll be there to kick it out before it actually gets into your inbox. And if you're just a regular guy on AOL or Hotmail, your email address is also much more vulnerable to being harvested by spammers. If you are a spammer and mailing out a huge assault mm-hmm. wave onto email boxes, you're much more likely to, you know, send it into a stocked fish pond. AOL has millions of users, whereas companies might only have a couple hundred or a couple thousand, so the chances are much better that they'll get good returns if they go to the personal emails.
Despite all these complaints, and you know, these are real problems, but the spam is obviously not a life and death issue. There are more important things. Do most people manage to keep this in perspective?
Most people do. The thing is, yes, definitely people have a great perspective on this. They're grounded. They do what they can. They generally know how to behave with their email addresses. And most of them say, put it into the category of an annoyance, like telemarketing calls, like the cell phones that are next to you on the train when you're going home. Mm-hmm. It is a life's annoyance, but I'll tell you, once you get them started in talking about the things that do annoy them about spam, then they really take off.
Deborah Fallows, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Deb Fallows is a senior research fellow at the Pew Internet and American Life Project. She wrote the report Spam, How It's Hurting Email and Degrading Life on the Internet. She was with us here in Studio 3A. Before we sign off, a heartfelt goodbye. Our colleague Holly Whitt leaves NPR at the end of this week. If you're a regular listener, then you've heard the results of Holly's excellent work. She's been one of NPR's reference librarians for the past 2 years. She checks our facts, identifies experts, and discovers little details that we might have otherwise missed. There are few Talk of the Nation programs that she hasn't contributed to one way or another, and all to the good. Enjoy your return home to Alabama, Holly. We'll miss you here at Talk of the Nation. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.